Good afternoon and welcome to another Good News Show with your host, Danielle Smith. Well, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news. So what we do on this show is we are spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ by telling good news stories. And today's Good News Show is being sponsored by the Functional Literacy Ministry of Haiti. Are you wondering what is going on in Haiti? Join the Functional Literacy Ministry of Haiti for their virtual Pray for Haiti Day on Friday, March 4th at 7 p.m. FLM Haiti, a Pittsburgh-based Christian missions group, is helping Haitians help themselves. Despite hardships, God is still doing great things. In times like these, our team of Haitian workers needs your prayers and help. To register for the Pray for Haiti Day virtual event and to receive the Zoom link, visit flmhaiti.org/prayforhaitiday. That's flmhaiti.org/prayforhaitiday. On today's Good News Show, I'm speaking with Bishop Leon D. Pamfield, who serves as the bishop with the Church of God in Christ in Haiti, and he is the founder and executive director of the Functional Literacy Ministry of Haiti. Dr. Pamfield is an educator, author, and historian with a focus on Haitian-American relations. Bishop Pamfield and I are talking about our annual Pray for Haiti Day on March the 4th. This year, it is virtual due to the pandemic again. And I am familiar with the Functional Literacy Ministry of Haiti because I am on the communications team. So welcome to Good News, Bishop Pamfield. How are you doing today?
I am excellent today, and what a privilege to join you once again for another Good News program.
Good. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, Bishop Pamfield. Bishop Pamfield, FLM Haiti is getting ready for our virtual Pray for Haiti Day. Leading up to the event is our Hearts for Haiti campaign. Tell us about the campaign and how the audience can get involved.
Again, it is a privilege to share with the audience the good news of our involvement in Haiti for the advancement of the kingdom. This morning, I read in Psalm 35 that the Lord delights in the well-being of his people. So we are working for the well-being of our people in Haiti. The Heart Program is one other opportunity that you can use to show love in Haiti through your gifts and your donation.
But with the Hearts for Haiti campaign, it kicked off on Valentine's Day, and it's going to run up until the day for the Pray for Haiti Day event, which is virtually on March the 4th. So tell our WGBN audience about the virtual Pray for Haiti Day. What's it all about? What does the audience expect to see since it's virtual, and how they can also get involved with the Pray for Haiti Day virtual event?
We are very happy that you listeners on WGBN, we are glad for your interest in Haiti and in Functional Literacy Ministry. Pray for Haiti Day is an annual event that we have been hosting for FLM Haiti. It's a way to bring before the Lord the needs for the country. And the needs are various and they are great. The need for security of the people, and the need for the health, and the need for provision. So we hope that you will join us in prayer, because we believe that the prayer of the righteous is powerful. The service will take place on March 4th at 7 p.m. on Zoom. And you can get the link for the program by going to our website, flmhaiti.org.
That's flmhaiti.org/prayforhaitiday.
Yes.
Let's talk about Haiti. In regards to the pandemic, what are the conditions like in Haiti at this time?
The condition in Haiti is a testimony of God's goodness and God's unfailing love to the Haitian people. Because as we observe the impact of the pandemic right here in the United States, where 800,000 people have died, the case is a lot different in Haiti. The number of deaths in Haiti is only in the hundreds over the 2 years. So we know it's only God's grace that has protected the people, because very few are vaccinated. But we continue to encourage people to take health measures, to wear masks, to wash hands, and to observe whatever is needed to avoid the disease.
Bishop Panfield, if someone's unable to attend the virtual event, but they still want to give a donation, how can they still give a donation?
They can do that in two ways. They can mail their donation to our address here, which is FLM Haiti, 1064 Premier Street, Pittsburgh, PA. The zip code is 15201. They can also donate online through our website.
Yes, they can also donate online at flmhaiti.org/donate. Also, is there still unrest in Haiti?
Yes, Haiti is plagued by a wave of violence. And kidnapping is right now the major issue. You probably have heard that 2 months ago, 17 American missionaries and one Canadian were kidnapped in Haiti, and they were held hostage for over a month. But God's grace, they all were released. So people are still facing this great issue of insecurity. The movement are restricted. Some neighborhoods are off limits. So even some of our churches right now are closed because they are located in neighborhoods controlled by gangs. So that's one area we need fervent prayer for security and peace in Haiti.
Yes, yes, we're praying for that as well. You have served as the executive director for FLM for more than 30 years. Why are you so passionate about helping Haiti?
Yes, let me give thanks to the Lord, because all good things come from above, from God. And he's the one that put in my heart love for him and love for people. So according to my conviction of God's word, I have developed that desire to help Haitians. First of all, I help Haitians because I remember where I came from.
Yes.
I was raised in poverty. So I remember those right now who are poor and disadvantaged. So the Lord inspires me to do my best to reach out a hand to them. And also I'm passionate about helping because I believe in giving back. The Lord has blessed me immensely, and it's a privilege to be a channel of blessings also for others.
Good, 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 Bishop.
What services does FLM offer that are currently in need of funding?
It is a great opportunity to let people know what we do. Our mission in Haiti is to provide education and healthcare, and to increase and maximize people's hope. In education, we provide literacy for people who cannot read or write, We also have a school being attended by over 500 students. And it's an opportunity for people to support the school, and especially the canteen. Food is very expensive in Haiti, and we provide a hot meal for our students every day. So that's one critical area of service that can be supported by our listeners. We also offer health care. We have a clinic, and we solicit your prayers and your support for medicine, and also to pay the staff, the doctors. We have a dentist, and we have a pediatrician, and we have a general physician, and also we have nurses. So your support will be greatly appreciated to keep the service going.
Good, good.
There are an average of 3,000 students in our literacy centers and 650 students at our K through 13 school. 450 patients a month come to our medical clinic for medical and dental care. We also help some 100 people in our hypertension programs. We welcome and we thank you for your donations to FLM Haiti. And again, to donate, you can go to the website at flmhaiti.org/donate. As you can hear, I said our because I too am on the board for FLM Haiti. I'm a proud communications member of the FLM Haiti board. Proud to be on the board, working with some other amazing individuals that are helping Haitians to help themselves. So, Bishop Pamphile, before I let you go again, please provide the information to the audience for the virtual Pray for Haiti Day on March the 4th.
Yes, please get involved. You can attend this service again on March 4th at 7 p.m. on Zoom, and get the link on our website, flmhaiti.org/PrayForHaitiDay. You can also give your financial support on our website. There's a link to donate. And for more information, you can call here. Our number is 412-784-0342. And you can also mail a contribution to FLM Haiti, 1064 Premier Street. That's Premier Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15201. What a blessing to work with you over 39 years since the foundation of Functional Literacy Ministry. And we thank you for your faithfulness, and with high expectation and hope, we count on your continuing support. Thanks, Danielle, for having us, and may the Lord prosper you as well.
You're welcome, Bishop Pamphile. It's always a pleasure to speak with you for Good News with WGBN. We, of course, appreciate you taking out the time and talking with us today about the work that FLM is doing in Haiti and how FLM is continuing to help Haitians, to help themselves, as well as the virtual Pray for Haiti Day on March the 4th and the Hearts for Haiti campaign as well.
Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you. That was my special guest on today's Good News Show, Bishop Leon D. Pamphile, who serves as a bishop with the Church of God in Christ in Haiti, as well as the founder and executive director of the Functional Literacy Ministry of Haiti. We appreciate you taking out the time and listening to another Good News Show with your host, Danielle Smith. If you want to be featured on the show, make sure you send me your bio and your contact information to TV Radio Diva @gmail.com. And today's Good News Show was sponsored by the Functional Literacy Ministry of Haiti. Are you wondering what is going on in Haiti? Join the Functional Literacy Ministry of Haiti for their virtual Pray for Haiti Day on Friday, March 4th at 7 p.m. FLM Haiti, a Pittsburgh-based Christian missions group, is helping Haitians help themselves. Despite hardships, God is still doing great things. In times like these, our team of Haitian workers needs your prayers and help. To register for the Pray for Haiti Day virtual event and to receive the Zoom link, visit flmhaiti.org/PrayForHaitiDay. That's flmhaiti.org/PrayForHaitiDay.